The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here. Turn me up a little bit here. Da, 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 da. Okay. Hey. Okay, start all over. Hey. Welcome to Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from KCNR Studios, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today is the 11th of March, 7:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And David's at the helm. Good morning. Special days.
Hey, good morning. It's Johnny Appleseed Day.
Whoa.
National Johnny Appleseed Day, March 11th.
Now, did you ever see the Disney movie about Johnny Appleseed?
I didn't see that.
It's a cartoon. I mean, yeah, animated. And it was about Johnny Appleseed, how he planted apple orchards all over the eastern part of the United States. And, you know, it's funny how you still remember that. Gosh, when did I see it? 7 or 8, something like that. Okay, it's Johnny Appleseed Day. What else? What else we got?
Well, everything else is kind of strange. We got national.
You know, it's
promposal.
There you go. Get into that.
National Promposal Day.
Promposal Day.
I guess you invite, you know, people to the prom.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
Did you go to proms?
I did in junior year.
Uh-huh.
I didn't go senior year.
I remember my senior prom. I think my mom, my mother at one point put together photo albums for my sister and me and my daughter. And put in all types of photos, you know, baby photos and all that. And I think one of them is from my senior prom. And where I was standing there with my date, Janet Talcott. I still remember her. I think she's the only girl I dated when I was a senior in high school. And it wasn't all the time. So, senior prom. You know, back then is, you know, you do some extra work, and if you could get $25 together, then you could go out to dinner. You know, several of your friends get together, and you all go to one place. And, you know, it's kind of a nice place, and so you could have dinner. And then you went to the prom, and then that was about it. There was no big things afterwards. People didn't show up in limos. People didn't, you know, weren't flying someplace afterwards and all these things. I don't know when that started. That was decades ago, too. So, okay, so it's National Promposal Day. Cool. Weather. We got a 10% chance of showers today after 5 p.m. And then tonight, showers. Wednesday, showers. And, tonight, today we have gust of wind as high as 21 miles an hour, as high as 25 miles per hour tonight. And then showers and with lows around 39 tomorrow. Wind gust as high as 28 miles per hour. Thursday showers, Thursday night showers and thunderstorms. The a low around 38. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, they've all got showers here.
No mention of snow, though, huh?
No, the snow went away.
It must be if you're 3,000 feet and above.
I didn't even say that. And the lows will be in the 40s after Wednesday and Thursday. And Wednesday and Thursday, the lows will be in the high 30s. So it's supposed to start today after 5 p.m. So still looks like it's going to be mostly sunny today, so that's cool. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. Been doing this for 30 years, and they're third generation of the Kinney family are working there. They treat their customers as friends, as warm friends. And they have discounts for seniors and veterans. Plus, they have other payment plans out there. They're really good people. Do a lot for our community. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You've got a shop downtown. Let's talk about it for a little bit.
Yeah, man. We got, we got like 35 different artists in there.
It's called, first of all,
Cascade Curations.
Cascade Curations. A little bit
of a tongue twister, I guess. I thought it would be catchy. You know, it was late night one night. Cascade Curations.
Oh, no, it is. Because it's, okay, so you've got local artists.
Local artists. We've got about 35 right now. We also have a bunch of guitars, drums, pianos.
So you're selling music equipment, too.
And we have music production gear. We got a whole section of music production gear.
Music production gear?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Like a lot of drum machine type stuff, bass analog synthesizers, stuff that a lot of the...
You ever heard of the Boss VE-22?
That's exactly the one.
That gives harmonies and different sounds from rock band sounds, to the vocalist that goes into the speakers out there. It was interesting to read about it. So, what other kind of stuff you got?
Well, last week we got a vintage 1959 Epiphone. It's an E422 Sunburst semi-hollow body electric guitar from 1959.
Ooh.
And so if people know guitars, they know that that's a cool vintage guitar.
It's like a... real shredder, huh?
And it's in mint condition. The one I find on Guitar Center right now,
yeah,
it's got scratch on it, and it's running for $3,400.
Okay. And so this one is, you've got this one among others, but this is kind of like the
creme de la creme.
Yeah, the queen of the project there. Okay.
It sounds like it too, man. Like, you know, at first when I was first kind of getting in a guitar, I was like, well, a guitar is a guitar. No.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I can...
You can hear it. It's like a warm, really nice sound, and they've not been able to reproduce it.
Wow. And it's a what?
1959 Epiphone.
Okay. And do they even make those anymore?
No, they do not.
Okay. So you've got one down there at the shop.
Yes, sir.
And reasonable price.
Reasonable price.
Okay, what other things you got down there? Okay, we got art, we've got music equipment, we have instruments.
And we got
sound equipment.
And Jen has got the clothes business down. We got low prices.
Jen is his wife.
And that's my wife. And, you remember when people advertised low prices and quality really mattered in America?
Yeah.
We're going to start a new ad that kind of talks about that, but... we've got quality, timeless. I wasn't really into vintage terms, but I think a lot of people relate to that term. But I wanted quality, timeless clothing that never went out of style. Quality, cotton, quality buttons. Now everything's kind of fast fashion.
Yeah.
It doesn't last.
Yeah.
Put it in the dryer and it kind of fades. That kind of stuff.
Okay. Now, you also give what, music lessons down there?
Yeah, we really, in this economy, we really thought we need to diversify and offer services as well. And so we were just brainstorming what could make a brick and mortar work again. And so we thought about what we could offer, and we've got a lot of talent with services and with the team there.
Okay.
So we do music lessons, piano, guitar, and drums. And we make it really fun and easy for people.
Drums.
And
I sent my nephew a set of drums when he was 8. He never saw them. My sister opened them up and said, no, put them up in the attic and then sold them later. She said, no. Kid never knew he got drums. Next time I see him, he's in his late 30s now, maybe early 40s. I'll mention that to him. is that, you know, I gave you a set of drums a long time ago. You ask your mom about it.
One of my students has electronic drums because he lives in an apartment. So he throws on the headphones.
Oh, yeah.
And doesn't bother anybody. And just too bad they don't have violins like that.
So bagpipe lessons.
Now, I would refer them to Jefferson Pipe Band.
There you go. Who, by the way, give bagpipe lessons.
Yeah.
And there's a little practice bagpipe that you can use that isn't loud.
Yeah, I forget what that's called.
I don't know.
Got a weird name.
No, I was, you know, I told Linda, I said, you know those pipes and drums? Boy, I learned how to play the bagpipes. And she just looked at me because she saw the amount of time and effort it took me to learn one song on a harmonica. And she goes, it's not that you're playing the bagpipes because you're out there with your friends and with other bagpipers. It's your practice. And we live in this neighborhood. And our neighbors are really, really, really nice. And I just can't imagine you playing the learning to play the bagpipes there in our neighborhood. And I was thinking of things like after, you know, you get to know it and you go up and down the street, our street there, and playing, you know, Scotland the Brave and Amazing Grace, you know, all these things, playing, just walking up and down the street, serenading people. Because there was somebody that lived across the street from us and down just a little bit that was playing the tuba. And on Sundays, this person would play the tuba. And you could hear it. It was pretty good, tuba. But it was still somebody playing the tuba. And you could hear it. You could hear it probably 6-7 houses away. So, okay.
Hey, it's St. Patrick's
Day. Cascade Creations.
C-U-R-A-T-I-O-N-S. Cascade Curation.
And it's located
right across from Jack's on California Street.
In that that little shopping center there, yep. Where, what, Bog something? Or?
Yep. And we got free parking.
Okay.
That's another cool thing about downtown is everybody's complaining about parking. We got free parking right there.
All
right.
Hey, anyway, I've been in there, and it's worth your time to go in there. You can find all types of neat things at Cascade Creations.
And
okay.
St. Patty's Day is coming up.
Oh.
And bagpipes anyway, yeah.
Bagpipes. Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after the news here. I got some things we want to talk about.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the KCNR studios in downtown Redding. Good morning, everybody. And I mean that. Good morning. 7:21 in the morning here on the 11th of March. And it's about, 42 degrees out there. It's a little chilly. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank. 4 branches. 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, and their newest branch was opened in Anderson. And local board of directors, we do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy with them, both personal and business accounts. They are going to be merging with Plumas, another community-type bank started in Gridley. And then there will be a total of 19 banks we can go to that stretch from here all the way over to Reno, Nevada. So learn more at bankcornerstone.com. The Redding Rancheria, I got this yesterday, and the is donating, is making a contribution to the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Now, the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, for a long time, was out off Breslau Road, and it was in little bitty buildings that leak and all that. Then they built them a really nice place down right next to the district attorney's office. And on, what is this? Is this Tehama Street or Shasta Street? This is Shasta Street, right?
You're talking,
this one over here, Shasta. Shasta Street, and nice offices, but they've outgrown them. So they are going to literally move across the street to this building. But and the building needs to be kind of rehabbed, and that's kind of what's been holding it up. The Redding Rancheria is donating over $500,000 for this renovation. The donation will be formally accepted by the Shasta County Board of Supervisors on the March 18th meeting. The total donation, $408,000, is earmarked for replacing the roof on the new Veterans Service Office building. An additional $100,000 will be used to enhance the facility's functionality and welcoming atmosphere for local veterans. Oh, it's Tehama Street. For some reason, I always think this one should be Shasta, but it's not. It's Tehama Street. The one coming off 44.
Yeah.
I don't know why, except Shasta, Tehama, S-T. I don't know. It's the only thing. So it's Tehama, Shasta. I've only lived here 17 years. I've only worked in this one building for 15 years. You would think I would get those right. I mean, I only go by them. I've probably gone by them, I don't know how many thousand times. Anyway. The Troy Payne, of course, has thanked Redding Rancheria for their generosity. And the donation, as Troy says, will help us make significant improvements to our facility, ensuring that those who served our country receive the resources and assistance they deserve in a space that reflects the gratitude. And the office provides guidance on VA benefits, disability compensation, pensions, health care enrollment, education assistance, and survivor benefits. That office generates about $3 million to $4 million, maybe more, dollars a year to Shasta County veterans. And from disability payments, VA benefits, whatever. I'm not talking retirement benefits, like, you know, you retired from the military. These are benefits that they've earned during their military service. So if you figure that $3-4 million a year, and sometimes it's been more, comes right into the county and is probably spent, the vast majority of it is spent in the county. So when you think about it, this office, which, by the way, we do not have to have a veteran service office. This is the county supervisors, and this started a long time ago. County supervisors, budget for them to be able to run that office. With this move, they'll be able to hire a couple more veterans assistance officers, which they need. And I urge any veteran, if you have not been down to that office, you need to get down there. And they'll have your 214, bring your 214, DD-214. If you don't have it, they'll help you find it and get you one. Bottom line is, injury that you may have incurred, or injury that you did incur while in military service, not in combat, doesn't have to be in combat. There's different levels of everything. Say your ankle was busted when you were 19 years old, and you were treated for it. Now you're 40, and that ankle is just hurting. They're going to help you get into the system so you can be treated for that. And if there's compensation assigned for that, then they'll help you with that. This is an important office. And not only that, their new offices are going to have parking in the back, because parking is at a premium around there. There's going to be parking in the back and a ramp for wheelchairs. It's just going to make it a lot easier. So a big shout-out to Redding Rancheria. We so much appreciate them helping the veterans here. Now, as long as we're talking about Redding Rancheria, let's go into this one. They're planning to build Shasta County's first inpatient drug and alcohol detox center. Now, when Glenn Hayward was on last month, he talked about this. And this was going to administer medication-assisted therapy to people who are addicted to opiate or alcohol, inpatient therapy. And I think they can take 25, 26 people there. And they're going to make it like a lodge in Lake Tahoe. It's going to be built down on the Rancheria grounds, across the creek there from the casino, in the same general area as their new tribal health facility down there. And let me see, be located across Clear Creek from Wind River, right down there. And let me see, what else they have here. I think it was like they are including 10 inpatient medical detox beds for people entering treatment and 20 longer-term inpatient beds for people continuing through the program. So, two things that Redding Rancheria is doing that's going to help the community. Just two of the many things they do. And I realize there's pushback and all these things on casinos, and people are against gambling and all these things. But that's just a way of life, and nobody's forcing anybody into casinos. I think of all the things they do, all the events they host down there. And if you're a 501, you get a real break on how much it costs if you have an event down there. All you have to do is reach out to Wind River and, you know, with your 501, and they reduce the prices dramatically. See what else. Well, it's time for a break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, super selection of jewelry ranging from Native American to estate jewelry to new stuff, necklaces, watches, you name a piece of jewelry, they've got it. And if you ask them and they don't have it, I bet if they'll go back in some of their safes back there, they can't find it. They've been voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row, and there's reasons for that. And it's because of the integrity and just the nice people that work there, Rebecca, Henry, and Leonard. It's been there 30 years, locally owned, locally operated business, and located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The Shasta College Community Education Catalog for spring-summer is out. You may have received a hard copy in your mailbox, or you can view all the courses online. If you're looking for some fun adventures, maybe you want to get in shape, or maybe you're looking to start a side hustle or new business. The community education courses have something for everyone. Check it out today at ShastaCollege.edu.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
I'm Marilyn.
And I'm Abby, her BFF.
We're in Riverfront Playhouse's production of Ripcord by David Lindsay Abair, directed by John Welch.
March 7th through the 23rd, join us for this hilarious comedy about feisty elderly women.
Us, who become roommates in a retirement community. See how our comic, playful rivalry leads to a series of funny and unexpected pranks.
Grab your tickets now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Sponsored by this station and these amazing pro arts businesses.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Old in this here land, I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountains.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios in downtown Redding here on Market Street. 7:34 in the morning here on the 11th of March. Hey, March 29th at Simpson University. They're having their Night of Champions. It's a free youth event. Includes barbecue, games, prizes, worship, and inspirational stories. And it's hosted by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and Simpson University. Free event t-shirts, like I said, interactive competitions, worship music, and inspirational speakers. Elena Bruckner, who is a world-class discus thrower, Brad St. Louis, a former professional football player, and Steve Connor, coach, all will be speaking. And like I said, it's free. It's Saturday, March the 29th, and starts at 5 p.m., and it's going to end at 9. That's kind of important to know because you're going to be bringing kids, and this is open to young people, a youth rally. So it was real successful last year. For more information, go to Simpson University's website. What else? Oh, Southwest Airlines. Do you ever fly Southwest?
Yeah, a lot of times they would get the less expensive flight there. And so I would take that, yeah.
You know what I like about Southwest was, when I was flying a lot, was that it was on time. It was kind of a free-for-all for seats, but it's okay. But free luggage. They checked two bags for you. And like I said, they were pleasant. They were funny. A lot of times the announcements were cute. It flew on time, and it flew everywhere. Well, they're making a major change, Southwest is, in its baggage policy, marking a departure from its long-standing tradition of offering two free checked bags to all passengers. Now, if you're an A-list preferred member or a business select fare passenger, you'll still get two free checked bags. A-list members, not preferred, but just A-list members, and select customers will receive one free check bag, while Rapid Rewards credit card members will receive a credit for one check bag. And all other passengers will not have to pay for their first and second check bags, with weight and size restrictions still in place. And it's a broader strategy to boost profitability, that's of course, and cater to Southwest's most loyal customers. So, they're going to attract new customer segments we don't compete for today and return to the levels of profitability that both we and our shareholders expect. That's what it gets down to make more money. And you know, no matter how much lipstick you put on this pig, it's still going to – still pig. There, it comes down to a profitability, which, let's face it, that's what it's about. You know, speaking of profitability, where is that one? Costco is going to open up 4 new stores. Let's talk about that for a second. I've talked to a lot of, you know, local businesses, and they're going through some tough times now. Our local businesses, stick and mortar, is that what they're called? Stick and mortar?
Brick and mortar.
Brick and mortar stores, a lot of them are going through some tough times in January and February. Here.
I can say that we have been.
Well, you're not the only one. Yeah. Everybody is going through this. And yet you see new chains opening up stores here in Redding. You see, you know, Costco opening up 4 new stores. But their business strategy, their business plan obviously is working. You're seeing larger stores, though, Joann Fabrics. Shut down. Starbucks laying off 1,200 people, which is, I would imagine, that's a pretty good chunk of their people at Starbucks. So you're seeing these things. You know, we always talk about buying local, buy local, stay local. And people say that, but their lips move. But that's not what happens. How many Amazon, Prime trucks going by, FedEx, U.S. Postal Service trucks are going up and down the streets delivering things. Now, some stuff you can't buy at a local store. I understand that. So then you go to our local big box stores. Why? You go there because the taxes from the local big box stores come into our city and county. The employees are all local employees. They're all getting paid. So if you can't go to your shop local, stay local. And in some cases, you're going to pay more. It's not going to be an exorbitant amount more, but it's going to be a little more. Or then you go to our big box stores, and the last thing you do is go online. And yet, it seems to me that I'm seeing Prime trucks everywhere. And thank goodness they haven't gotten into the drone part, but they just drive, they fly a drone to your house and drop something off. And I was thinking, that's going to be real interesting.
I heard they were doing that in Florida.
They may be. They do a lot of things in Florida that are strange. But I'm trying to figure out are they going to have flight paths? Are they going to be flying at 100 feet? And you're going to be seeing like 50 drones flying around with packages, is it going to be, they have to be under a certain, weight limit, of course. And they come down, do they bring it up to your porch, drop it. It sends a automatic message to your cell phone that says, your package is delivered. And then it flies off.
There was a guy in Florida, he had a long court battle because he shot one down that was flying over his house.
He lost, yeah.
And so that's kind of...
Yeah, you can't just shoot drones over your house. Though you wonder why, if, you've got a drone just over your house, obviously videoing it or taking pictures, what gives them the right to do that? But then again, you go to, Worldview, where you can Google satellite... Map. What's that called?
Google Maps.
Google Maps. Yeah. And you can see your house down to the point where I could see umbrellas in the backyard. You can see that.
I wouldn't be surprised if one day that's live. Live map.
And you can watch it. You can watch while you're driving down
possible.
The street. Well, yeah, anything's possible. No, the way things are going, are you kidding? When we start talking about the, everything that is going to take more and more effort, AI is plugged into all of these. AI is plugged into all of these, enabling them to do these things. When I open up my computer in the morning, they want to know if I want to use AI to help with my emails, if they want, all these things, all these different things. And I, No. Do you want to learn the new mail? Your mail's been upgraded. Do you want to go through it and learn all about it? And I go, no. No. As long as I can get mail, as long as I can write emails, then I'm okay. I don't want to learn about all your new systems. I won't remember them anyway. I won't use them. Oh, it'll make your life easier. My life's perfect the way it is when it comes to emails. Okay. Now we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the layoffs at the VA. I'm hearing different stories about it, but I thought enough when I read it was I wrote to my congressman and said, what impact is this? Well, we'll talk about that as soon as we get back from this break. We'll be right back.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to learn more. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Feeling a wee bit green with envy for a proper St. Patty's Day feast? Well, put on your dancing shoes and head to Black Bear Diner. We're bringing back the classics you crave, like our legendary corned beef and cabbage. Slow roasted, thick sliced with all the fixings. It's the real deal. Tender corned beef, melt in your mouth cabbage, and that horseradish cream sauce. Oh, it's a lucky bite. Find your lucky feast Friday through Monday, St. Patty's Day weekend, at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:48 in the morning here on the 11th of March, about 42 degrees out there. It's going to be sunny today, but we got to start looking at tonight. The showers start, and it looks like these showers go all the way through next Monday as of right now. We got wind gusts today as high as 21 miles per hour and 25 miles per hour tonight and up to 37 miles per hour wind gust on Wednesday with a high of 53 and a low of, 39. So enjoy the sun today because it starts raining tonight. Department of Veterans Affairs is laid off. They laid off like 1,000 people. But now the cuts are like going to be up to 80,000 starting in June. And so I had a question about that. And so what do? You write to your congressman, which I did. I wrote to Congressman Lamalfin, and I copied and pasted the statement in there. And I wanted to know, what impact is this going to have on veterans, medical? We have here in, of course, in Redding, in Shasta County, we have the Veterans Clinic, which is a great facility. We have the Redding Veterans Home, the California Veterans Home here in Redding, which is a great facility. And we have IGO, the cemetery out there, which has been a boon to our community. All of these, by the way, were brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson years ago, when he was in the veteran, he just headed up the California Veterans Affairs. That's why they're here. And we owe a great deal of thanks to that gentleman. But, so the question is, the pause affects, they've temporarily suspended billions of dollars in planned contract cuts following concerns that it could hurt some veterans' health services. A day earlier, he described as these are simply consulting deals, with cancellation would save $2 billion as a Trump, you know, for this big cutback. The statement I saw he made was, I thought it was more than $2 billion, was redundant. It was redundant contracts, like 2% of the contracts going on out there. They were redundant contracts doing the same things. And when you have a bureaucracy as big as the Veterans Affairs, you know that there's going to be redundancy there. So they're going through it and looking for redundancy, where they're hiring three or four companies to do the same thing instead of just one thing. You know, instead of, okay, this is your mission, but they've got like four companies working on the same thing. So the question then is, why do we have four companies working on the same thing? It's like having four people doing my production in there when only one person does it. The other three are standing there giving you advice, which doesn't necessarily mean that that's a good idea. Okay, but here's the bottom line. If you're cutting back 80,000 people and money from the Department of Veterans Affairs, what impact is this going to have on medical care for your veterans? I mean, if there's one bipartisan issue, I mean, truly a bipartisan issue, for the most part. There are some out there that, you know, don't agree with that. It's taking care of veterans and their medical needs, especially after you've been in 20 years of combat in the after 9/11. When you've had, a million people deployed and you've had, injuries, everything ranging from catastrophic, injuries from explosions to, traumatic brain injury to post-traumatic stress to just injuries that they've occurred while on active duty. Now, some people think what they're looking at is pushing the veterans out to out to doctors, which they have. They have a program that if the VA can't see you in a certain amount of time, they will then send you out to a doctor, a civilian doctor, and that works. I think I've used that once. And and you can even pick the doctor you want to go to. They'll ask you, do you have somebody you want to see? And if you have one, then you can use them, and then you can go and use that doctor. However, I'm not sure how, is the VA paying on time, the rates, all these things, so how many doctors accept that? But a lot of veterans are concerned that they're trying to do away with, like, veterans hospitals, veterans clinics, which, according to the Secretary Doug Collins, that is not what they're trying to do. His plan is with cost cuts and looking at these contracts, which are redundant or don't do what they're supposed to be doing, is to be able to put that money back into healthcare for veterans. Now, when you look at And so that's why I wrote Congressman LaMalfa. What does he know about this? What kind of impact is this going to have when you're looking at it from that level back in D.C.? And he's got people there that can probably take a look at it. You've got 16,000 veterans living in Shasta County. And you think that's the veterans themselves. That's not counting their families. And we have a lot of veterans. We have a lot of veterans in the North State and that he represents. So that's why I wrote to our congressman, and perhaps we'll have an answer back, sometime in the next week. This isn't an easy answer at all. It's not an easy answer at all on how they're going to do this and what impacts this could have on veteran services. We'll be following this story closely. Did you get something, did you see where the estate wants you to cut back on your water use?
47 gallons.
Your use of water. Yeah, they want to cut you back to 47 gallons a day. Each person in the household. 15% drop from previous regulations. They're not going to fine you for it, but they could fine the cities, which is the same thing. Because they fine the cities, and so which means less money comes in, which means they're going to have to maybe raise their rates. So, right now you're using, I think they're saying 50-something. So now it's down to 47 gallons per day, and it's the City of Water Utility Manager Josh Watkins says that this is kind of a lofty goal set by the state. It seems pretty tight, honestly. Our indoor water use is much lower than it was in the past. We made a lot of progress going that way, and yet the State Water Board's still putting a lot of pressure on us being California residents. I mean, this just isn't Redding. Oh, let's just try it in Redding and see how that works. Essentially, you're taking our water supply away from us, our ability to use part of that water. Then we have to pass that on to our customers. They feel a lot of pressure, too. See, you know, I mean, they can say, oh, yeah, no fines, but they're going to take away the water, which means higher cost. He says, even as they cut back on indoor water use, there's a chance their water rates could rise as a result. Telling us there's a certain cost that are fixed that we have to cover, and then if we're selling less water at some point, we may have to raise rates. The campaign has begun, the city's begun a campaign called 47 Tips for 47 Gallons, offering weekly water conservation pointers, starting with your showers. You know, okay, so how long a shower do you take? And, you know, there are nozzles you can buy that uses a lot less water and per shower because of the way, it cuts back an amount of water that comes through the nozzle. I had one of those. And, I mean, it's a good shower nozzle. I mean, it came out hard. And I mean, it was a real shower. And it cuts back on the amount of water you use. Now, so they said, you know, don't be taking 10-minute showers twice a day. No. I've never timed myself in a shower. Have you ever timed yourself in a shower?
Not at all.
I think I'm going to. Tomorrow, I'm going to time myself in a shower and see how long the shower is. Now, if I shave in the shower, that takes a couple extra minutes.
I do have a question about it. How are they going to distinguish between outdoor water and indoor water use? I don't think they can, but they're saying they want to encourage indoor water use. I mean, think about how we water our lawns. That's 47 gallons there. So, anyways, I have questions.
So you can use 94 gallons for two people, and then you're going to get an extra 47 gallons in a couple months because you have a new person in your house. Yeah, and what about if you have, like, four people in your house? You know, say you rent out a room. Anyway, again, state of California trying to help us. You know, my question is, when you take a look in Palm Springs where it's 120 degrees and all their golf courses are green, there's a question. I mean, golf courses use a lot of water. And they're going to come after your showers. I think that's a good question for our assembly, but of course that's not what they'll do. Too much money coming out of those places. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break from the news. When we come back, we've got Shasta Regional Medical Center joining us. We'll be right back.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The stock market continues to struggle in the aftermath of yesterday's heavy losses. The Dow in particular has taken a hit this morning. The blue chip index has been down well over 550 points at times. President Trump hasn't had much to say about Wall Street's woes.
As Wall Street continued its sell-off to begin the week, the president did not make any public appearances and no public statements about the stock market on Monday. However, he was active on social media, sharing several dozen favorable articles about himself and Republican praise for his leadership. Over the weekend, the president refused to rule out a possible recession, which further spooked investors.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A U.S. delegation led by Secretary of State Rubio is meeting with Ukrainian officials in Saudi Arabia. The discussions focus on finding a way to end the three-year war with Russia. The meeting comes hours after Russian air defenses shot down more than 335 Ukrainian drones over 10 regions overnight. A proposal to fund the federal government for the final half of this federal fiscal year is encountering some opposition.
The proposal, which shifts around some budget lines to increase defense spending by $6 billion and cut domestic spending by $13 billion, was denounced by Democrats. But the bill also drew some ire off Republican Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky, who said the bill is more of the same old stuff. Massie posted on X, quote, "I'll be a no on the CR this week. It amazes me that colleagues and many of the public fall for the lie that we will fight for another day." President Donald Trump is calling for the proposal to pass. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Federal judge has ruled that DOGE must start releasing records of its activities, saying the Department of Government Efficiency is likely subject to the Freedom of Information Act. And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 581 points, NASDAQ off 99. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, the quick fix injections, even magic coffee. I mean, it's overwhelming. Most people are exhausted trying to fight a battle they cannot win. If you feel this way, trust me, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and the longer you wait, the harder it gets. Do what I did. I called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition 3 years ago. I lost 53 pounds. I feel terrific, and I've kept the weight off. Make the phone call that can change your life the way it has changed mine. They won't let you fail. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mention the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 855-696-2020. Mention the keyword healthy to get 2 free weeks or visit them at myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
British officials worry about environmental damage after a cargo ship carrying a toxic chemical hit a tanker transporting jet fuel off eastern England.
The crash set both vessels ablaze, and the fires still burning on Tuesday. Jet fuel from a ruptured tank has poured into the North Sea after the container ship Solong broadsided the fuel tanker MV Stena Immaculate. Scientists say the environmental impact will depend on multiple factors. All but one of the vessel's 37 crew members have been brought to safety. Coast Guards, however, have suspended a search for the missing crew member from the cargo ship late Monday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Emergency services say at least a dozen people died, 45 injured, when a bus overturned on a highway in the South African city of Johannesburg. Emergency crews have been working to lift the bus back onto its wheels, see if any more victims might be trapped underneath the vehicle. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Supreme Court will weigh in on ownership of a valuable work of art looted by the Nazis.
The justices have revived a case that could decide the ownership of a French Impressionist painting that was once stolen by the Nazis from a Jewish woman. At issue is whether the painting should remain in the hands of a prominent Spanish museum where it now hangs, or with the descendants of the woman. Camille Pissarro's 1897 painting hangs in Madrid's Thyssen-Bornemisza Museum and depicts a rain-swept Paris street. The painting is estimated to be worth tens of millions of dollars. Keith Peters reporting.
Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist is running to become the state's next Democratic governor. Gilchrist announcing his bid to succeed term-limited Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Gilchrist became Michigan's first black lieutenant governor back in 2019, and he's currently in his second term in office. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment, but she's feeling a little bit under the weather here. She's had a long weekend and it's starting to catch up, and plus she's got like five things to do today, all of which start early. I just hope she makes it through the week. Okay.
Oh.
Oh, I know.
I hope so too. Feel better than that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She will. You know, she's like a thoroughbred that, you know, runs the Kentucky Derby. She had those events Friday, Saturday, yesterday, today, and next Saturday.
Oh my gosh.
So
she's a goer.
Oh no, and Thursday. This Thursday. So she's like the thoroughbred that runs the Kentucky Derby. It's just all out. But at a certain point, you got to rest them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
She's going to need a minute, Carl.
She needs a minute. Unlike her husband, who's like a Mustang, like most of us, and we just trot along, same speed, but we just keep going forever. Kind of like our people in our medical services.
There you go.
We got some thoroughbreds.
We got our Ellie.
Yeah.
She goes.
And I mean that in just the highest compliment, you know, like that. Like you had a couple of thoroughbreds that were going to be here today, but they ended up in the operating room,
mm-hmm.
surgeons. So we'll get to our guest in a second here. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Hey, you know, it's Johnny Appleseed Day.
Yeah.
He went around and planted free apple trees all over the country.
He did. That's right. And what is it? Prom,
what do you call that when you engage? Prom day.
Well, it's when you ask your dates to go to prom with you today. And then also March 11th, 2020 was kind of the beginning salvo in COVID. Did you know that? I think that's when President Trump went... Last presidency he had went on the news and talked about COVID.
Oh, wow.
Today, 5 years ago.
And it's National Funeral Director Day.
Well, that's a Funeral Director Day.
That's the last person I need to see.
Got it. Okay, today we got about a 10% chance of showers after 5 p.m., so it's going to be pretty sunny out there until then. However, once it starts... It's going to stay with us till next Monday. And it's going to be with gusty winds as high as 25 miles per hour tonight, 37 miles per hour gusty winds tomorrow. The highs are going to be in the mid-50s. The lows on tomorrow night and Thursday are going to be in the high 30s. And then it's going to be rain. Some days showers and cloudy, but rain through next Monday. So, by the way, the phones are ringing off the hook out at Holiday Harbor for the summer already. People are already, coming up from the Bay Area, Oregon, Nevada, all these places. So, the rain's good. Too much rain gets dreary. So, but just get ready for it. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned company, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, the Kinney family. Into the third generation of Kinney's running that business. Discounts for seniors and veterans, other payment plans they have. They're just really good people. They treat their customers very well. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center. Lynn Ann Foster, who is in charge of their outreach, and also was the lady that put on the Go Red luncheon.
Yes.
And was as Linda says, a huge success. She said, how many people?
550.
550, yeah, mainly ladies are in there.
Mm-hmm. A lot of men, though, this year.
And Linda said she wants me to get a man's table next year.
So, absolutely. Okay. We're all over it. I appreciate that she said that. And, again, you know, we've talked about this before, but it's such an important event, and we're going to continue to talk about women's mm-hmm. heart health specifically. So not today, but that is a conversation that can't just happen in February.
No, it can't go away.
Yeah. And, you know, important.
It is. And then you had Women's Ladies Night Out.
Yep.
And
yes.
She went to that, too, and said that was – what did you do on that night?
So that night is an evening of free heart health screenings. So you get all of the screenings. You get cholesterol, A1C, Tenacia Scale, which is BMI, blood pressure. We do an EKG. And then both Dr. Mohammed Khan and Dr. Azeeb Khan come and do a Q&A and a short presentation on women's heart health. It's a really successful evening. We screened 67 women, and two of those women we found significant events in.
Well, see, that's the thing is everybody thinks they're okay,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, minor things. And then when they get screened, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, my blood pressure is really high, or my blood sugar is over the top or something.
Let's just dig into that a little bit, because both those ladies – didn't feel okay, but they weren't on any level contributing it to their heart. They were busy with kids, work is stressful, aging parents, the running, the going, and the doing. Yeah, a little winded, I've been tired lately, maybe it's whatever. Not even a consideration that it could possibly be their heart. And so often it is, and it's just a simple check.
Well, and there's a reason for that, why women all of a sudden have surprise heart problems. It's because children,
other things.
They're a lot of them are working. They're used to pushing through pain. And so this is just another minor thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a reason for all of that. Yeah, I'm tired because I was up with kids all night, or aging parents or whatever. And that's not to say that to make people unnecessarily worried, like, oh gosh, I'm out of breath, it might be a heart attack, but just to be aware that that could be a possibility. And if that little whisper doesn't go away, just come in, we'll get you checked out.
Because we know what happens if you ignore it. You're working at your desk and Lynn Ann Foster will show up and say, what's wrong with you? Oh, this and this. And takes you by the hand, takes you down to the emergency room, and you have open heart surgery a day later.
Well, yeah.
It wasn't
she needed it, but
no. It wasn't like. Oh, hey, look what I brought in today. Look who I brought in. No, it was because, and this was a nurse, and she was just working through this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the one. Yeah.
I'll never forget that story.
Yeah.
It was a great story.
Well, and I'll just share one more, just because it is so important, and then we can
move on. We're supposed to talk
but
about.
We have an incredible team of volunteers at our hospital, and all of them are 60 and above,
uh-huh.
at least 60 and above. And one of them last week was not feeling well. She does have a pacemaker. Does she have a pacemaker? I believe she has a pacemaker, a history of AFib,
mm-hmm.
And was not feeling well. This is not like this person. Like, she talked about a goer, but she just would walk around and feel very winded. I could tell by looking at her she didn't feel very well, but we had been so busy with the things that she was offering the hospital as a volunteer that she wasn't fully recognizing, or just kept saying, oh, I'm just tired. And at a certain age, she's 95, but this lady can go. Anyway, I helped to encourage her to get checked in the ER, and she was having an issue with her AFib, and it could have turned out to be something significant, but she just needed to take a minute. I know you're busy. Let's just go get it checked out. It just takes a minute. Then you'll know. Then you can either go back to work and volunteer because we love and need you, or we're going to get you taken care of, and she needed to be taken care of.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Lynn Ann Foster and L.A. Harbin from Shasta Regional. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by REU. That's right, REU. If you're looking to get an electric vehicle, REU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Yes, they still have these rebates going. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state. You might be checking on those federal ones to see if those rebates are still available. But local, state, and federal rebates available. That's REU. They're trying to save you money and help the environment at the same time. We'll be right back.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Well, Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:18 in the morning here on the 11th of March, about 43 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You've been injured at work, and you haven't been getting the treatment you should be receiving, then you probably need to give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries are life-changing, and if you're not being, if you're not getting the treatments that you deserve and that you rate, then you're going to need somebody to help you. Insurance companies got a lot of lawyers, and Patrick Gorman's background of being a veteran, law enforcement, and then a lawyer, going to law school and coming out and getting involved with workers' compensation, you need somebody like him that's going to fight for what you deserve and what you rate. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. I'm here with Lynn Ann Foster, who is the media outreach person for Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Ellie Harbin. And we're going to talk about a service that Shasta Regional Medical Center offers that maybe a lot of people don't know about. I mean, the one about, because I talk about it when I talk about Shasta Regional, is being able to set up a time in the emergency room. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, whoever heard of that?
Yeah.
And you all have that.
Yeah.
You have that ability just to, instead of waiting down there for 4 hours, we're not talking life-threatening here. We're
right.
talking about very uncomfortable, sick, whatever. Stay at home, go down there, and you don't have to have that wait.
Right.
So, I mean, how many people have heard of that? But now you've got something, another lifesaver here. So, Ellie, good morning.
Good morning.
So, what are we talking about here?
We're talking about imaging. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we offer outpatient imaging, and we can do CTs, MRIs, ultrasounds. I have a very, very, very great crew that knows what they're doing, and we love to help people. I mean, most of my people have been there almost as long as me, not quite as long as me, but.
Well, now let's just mention that. Tomorrow.
Mic drop.
March 12th is your.
It's my 46th year of being at Shasta Regional
years.
Medical Center, yes.
All in the imagery type thing?
Or? All in the imagery.
Oh, my gosh.
Many, many, many moons ago when I was a baby, I came to Shasta Regional Medical Center.
How'd you get hired when you were like 5?
I'm good. What can I say?
Very smart. Very good at what she does.
I love what I do. I love helping people, and I love working at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We are like a family there. We treat our patients just as well as I treat my staff, because they all love being there. They've worked hard, and they know what they're doing. So we wanted just to let everyone know that we are open for outpatient imaging. You just have to make sure you come in for x-rays, just walk in, for CTs, MRIs, ultrasounds. We do need schedules, but I have had people call me and say, hey, I can't get in anywhere. Can you help me? And I said, sure, come on. You know, we'll schedule them that same day if we're able to.
Okay, now, Redding's lost one of their centers.
Yes.
MD Imaging, that was taken over by another entity, not mm-hmm. Shasta Regional. And they shut down, and there are two of them, I guess, and they shut down one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And also, from what I understand, the pricing changed dramatically. So what you're offering then is all the imagery they're talking about right there at Shasta Regional.
Yeah,
you can just come in.
Well, you need to have a referral.
Yes, you do need
referral.
You need a referral. You need
There's
your
a reason
order.
You're coming down there.
Yes, exactly.
I just feel like having an x-ray today.
Exactly.
You probably
yeah.
need a doctor to say, oh, you, no,
yeah.
you don't. Okay. Now, this is just one of the many things that y'all are offering, but let's, we're going to concentrate on this one. 46?
Only 46 years, yes.
What changes have you seen?
It's
46 years in the medical field.
Yes, I remember in the good old days, CT was not even really a big thing. I've seen so much different growth. I've talked to people, like the other day when I once in a while still do some chest x-rays, because that's what I can still remember how to do a chest x-ray pretty well. And we talk about it. I said, you know, when I started here 40-something odd years ago, we couldn't do what we're doing now. We could not make the advancements. We could not, when we were doing patients, you'd come in with a bellyache, let's say. Half the time you'd have to go to surgery if your blood work was showed that you had some kind of infection going, so they can open you up to see what's going on. Now we don't have to do that. We can see it by ultrasound, by CT, and we can usually find out what the issue is, and then they can make a good plan of how to fix it for you.
Yeah, and you may not need surgery.
No, you may not. Yeah. So the advancement is crazy.
And every year I imagine it's kind of almost exponential at times.
It is growing and growing and growing, just like the cardiac stuff that we're doing now.
Oh, gosh.
My CT scans, we do a lot of patients pre-cardiac TAVRs type thing.
Okay, we're talking the TAVR valve replacement,
yes.
Which is that Shasta Regional,
yes.
Was the first one to have it,
which
replaces a valve in your heart, my friends, without them opening your chest up. It's put into an artery or a vein. Anyway, it goes up into your heart and replaces a bad valve. Overnight, you're in a hospital, because you had that procedure.
Right.
Next day, you go home. And our next door neighbor had it right down at Shasta Regional and made a huge change in his life.
It really has made a big difference. So, but
that's what team, you all are finding.
Yes, my team is actually able to do the pre-diagnosis. Not diagnosis, but they do all the CTs so that they can actually make the valve. And they're really, so even before we started doing that, when we were sending patients out, they would allow my CT people to go ahead and do the pre-workup for the TAVR workups because we're very good at what we do. We know what we're doing. We know what we're seeing. And my techs are phenomenal.
When we say CAT scan,
mm-hmm.
What is that?
It's a computerized axial tomography. So what it does, it just takes pictures of your patients. If you take a look at a loaf of bread, and it has raisins in this bread, but when you look at it on the outside, you cannot see it.
Yeah.
But you do slices through it,
right.
You will see the slices. So CT does the same thing. It takes your body, takes a bunch of images, and then we're able to do post-processing and take a look at the different slices in your body to see, so we can see things a little bit quicker, a little bit smaller, and depends on the.
And you can make them as thin as you want.
As thin as we want.
So you can pick up things, pick up very small things.
Very small things. So.
Okay, because CAT scan is taking images, of whatever part that is, taking images and dividing them, and so you can look at it and get a much better idea of what's going on then, as opposed to the old x-ray where you just be a...
Where we just take an x-ray.
Yep.
We have a couple modalities that can do that, is CAT scan and MRI. And people ask, what's the difference? And they look at different types of stuff.
What? Yeah, because they talk about CAT scans and MRIs. Okay, now we know what a CAT scan is. And I know MRI's got something to do with magnetic.
Yeah. It does have something to do with magnets.
isn't it? Okay, what is MRI?
So... I am not an expert in MRI.
Right.
Just want to get that out right now.
It's not the same thing. Okay.
So CT uses X-ray or radiation to take images. MRI uses magnetic resonance. It actually goes in and it aligns your body, something in your body that when it's unaligned, it puts out little vibes or whatever, and it picks it up. Like I said, I am not an MRI expert, but
that's when you go in and you get the thump, 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 thump.
You get the loudest noises ever.
And you can't have any metal in your body.
You can have metal in your body. We can do patients.
Okay.
So that sometimes is in the good old days. Remember, I've been here forever.
No.
We have evolved. In the good old days, we could not do a lot of the stuff. Like if a patient had a pacemaker, absolutely could not go in there because it would stop it. If you had some implants that would help your pain level, I don't remember those pumps either. Those also were not magnet.
I have titanium screws from various injuries I have, but that never seemed to be a problem.
Nope, titanium can go in. So it depends on the metal. What they've learned now, what they used to do in the surgeries in my early days, they don't use that kind of metal anymore. They use a kind that can be MRI compatible.
Well, and I know this is, you know, because you're not an MRI expert. I was wondering about people with shrapnel in their bodies. Because that, to me, you know, when you go into a, because, you know, if you've got shrapnel and say it's like an inch below your skin, it's still in there because once shrapnel gets in there, it constantly is moving around your body.
It does.
Would that be a problem?
Yes.
Okay.
It definitely is a problem.
So you would tell them you've got shrapnel
in
you. Yes.
When one patient comes in for an MRI, people wonder, why do we ask so many questions? It's because we're there to protect you.
Well,
we want to make sure that you're not going to put anything, that you won't go in with something that can actually injure you. So what we do is we ask them a whole bunch of questions, and one of them is, have you ever worked even working with metal where you have the shreds, you know, that as you're doing sparks, it can come out, hit you, because we don't want it in. And if there's any questions, what we will do is take an actual x-ray of that area to see what's in there, what does it look like, does it look like it can, you know, that it's going to move. Because in MRI, it's a very, 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 very strong magnet.
Okay.
And it can actually move things. So we don't want to put anything that can actually...
You don't want to move this...
out of your body.
This half-inch piece of shrapnel from your thigh to into the middle of your knee or something like that.
No, we prefer not to.
Okay, so I was just wondering about that because we've got a lot of veterans around here. And, you know, and I knew about pacemakers, but now you can work past that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just wondering about that. I see somebody go in there and go, all of a sudden you start hearing thunks and screaming. That's why you ask all the questions.
We ask them when they first show up, and then we'll ask them again inside the trailer. So sometimes what happens is you ask someone, okay, did you have this, and that? And they say, no. And then as you go back in the trailer and you ask again, they think about it and say, oh, yeah, you know what? When I was a kid, I think I might have had, and then we stop. And then
Are you a veteran?
Right.
Yes. Have you ever been in combat? Yes. Have you ever been wounded? Yes. What kind of wound? Shrapnel.
We should add that to our list.
Well, no, I mean, those are four questions. Yes. And once you find out they've been wounded, what kind of wound?
Yes.
Because shrapnel was really the big player out there from explosions.
And then the other thing is sometimes with some of these stuff, they have been there for a long time. They have enough scar tissue that they actually don't move enough to affect you. And if you're not in that area, let's say you have something in your legs, but we're doing your head, it's not as bad if it's farther away from the actual magnet that you're doing.
Well, you know, and I'm talking, you know, now when there's somebody's on the table with, you know, in our, in a combat area there, that, I'm sure that they can find the shrapnel a lot easier than they could, like, in Vietnam. So you got a lot of Vietnam veterans out there that are carrying a lot of shrapnel around. And so, I don't know, I was just wondering about it because of the magnetic
side of it. That's a great question.
Great question. Anyway, we have to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Established in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. And I've been going there since 2007. Never had my hair cut anywhere else than Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a great place. I can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. Set up a time that works in my schedule. Go down there, get a great haircut. I've never had a bad one. And an important part here, Cypress Square Barbershop is not a hair salon. It's the old barbershop, and it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Out. Oh, wow.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. You know, it's Tuesday. It's the 11th of March already. Remember how I winced and whined about February being so long? March is back on schedule, going by like a freight train. 8:37 in the morning, 42 degrees out there. Enjoy the sun because it's ending tonight. We're going to have a lot of rain here over the weekend. 8:37 in the morning, and I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center, Lynn Ann Foster, who's their media outreach person, also the one that puts on the Go Red Luncheon and the Ladies Night Out and other things. They're cool. And Ellie Harbin, who is celebrating tomorrow her 46th year working at Shasta Regional Hospital. And you don't look like it. You must be, you know what? You look like you probably enjoy your job. Which makes it, obviously you have, because you've been in radiology the whole time.
The whole time.
And we're talking about what that Shasta Regional Medical Center now has the ability to do all of these imagery tasks that people are having to wait for weeks and months sometimes to get, but now they can do them all over. They can have them all conducted, all the processes done right there at Shasta Regional.
Yes, we can do your scan tomorrow if you need that one.
Well, that's important because as we talked, and I talked to people that have things, especially orthopedic stuff.
Yes.
That it takes forever. It's not just getting to the doctor because it's getting all of the imagery done first so the doctor knows what to do.
Yep, you go to the doctor. The doctor says, oh, yeah, we need to get an image of your knee. And then you get the referral for the image, and then you wait months and months. You don't need to do that.
Not
anymore. Bring your referral to Shasta Regional.
And there, you can – and you know what? Overwhelm them because that won't happen. You've got a team that you've been working with for
a long time. They are really good too.
Okay, now
I keep having to tell you that. Yeah. why I'm still there.
Well, you said it's like a family.
It is.
And of all the things, you know, Shasta Regional has gone through since I've lived here, 17 years. You know, a lot of changes. But there's one thing I'll never forget is that when Linda was really ill. She went into Shasta Regional, and it was really close to her for a while. And 4 days later, she walked out. Well, it was either that or I was taking a hostage rescue team in. It was right when COVID started, and I couldn't even get near the hospital. And I called in some buddies of mine. We had a helicopter. We were coming in. And And I wasn't going to take her out. I was just going to want to be able to see her. But you got her out there. So, you know, my heart's always with you guys. But we were talking about the CAT scans.
Yes.
And now you offer the only certified low-dose CAT scan in this whole area. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What does that mean?
It just means that we wanted to make sure when we did a low-dose CT that we were doing it the way nationally recognized, you know, lets us do it. So we went ahead and went through accreditation to make sure that we were doing it correct. We actually have to recertify every so often. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that we are taking care of the patients the way that we're supposed to be doing it. We're not overexposing, that we're stating how the correct way of what we're looking at.
You're following the procedures the way they're supposed to be, as opposed to a non-certified area that
may or may not.
We maintain the standards that are expected.
Yeah.
Now, the low-dose CAT scan is really important when it comes to lung cancer.
Yes.
And we've had a show on this, but let's just reiterate a little bit. Lung cancer, as we know, is so deadly is because you don't catch it soon enough.
That's right.
Because x-rays don't pick it up, and it's usually symptoms that happen. And at that point, you know, like you cough up blood or something.
Yeah, it's almost too late.
It's almost too late then. Mm-hmm. The low-dose CAT scan does what?
The low-dose CAT scan, again, because CAT scan can see things very small, little small lesions and stuff, picks those up a lot quicker. And as we take that CT, we are, instead of giving you a higher radiation load on your body, because radiation can be bad also, we do what we call a low-dose screening. So we take a look at your lungs, we check it, and then our radiologist will read it, and they'll recommend everything looks good, follow up in a year. Everything, there's a questionable, follow up in 3 months, follow up in 6 months. So depending on where you fall in the scope of that, and then we try and get that patient back in here in that time frame so we can take a look at it again.
Because one of the ways that you defeat cancer is finding it early.
Correct.
That's the secret. And, look at breast cancer, colon cancer, and cervical cancer.
Health prevention is always the word you want to take.
Yeah, they can be cured because it can be found early.
Yes.
Or prevented, like in colon cancer, by removing polyps.
Yes.
So it's so important to have something like this, to have the ability to do this for people. And we have a high rate of lung cancer, I think, up in probably in the North State, but in Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We try and do what we can for our population that we have. We want to try and work to make sure that they're safe, that they can find a place and not have to wait for months or months to come in and get their screening done if they need it to.
Now, you've had this ability in the past, And, you know, I guess people just didn't realize, though, is they think, well, no, I have to go to a specific little office or, you know, a building that provides
exactly.
this. And when in reality, it can all be done right there by experts who've been in the field for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's cool. Okay. So, all right. Yeah. So if you have that knee and you're trying to get operated on or that hip or shoulder or whatever, and you're having to wait 2 months, you know, you want to do is call Shasta Regional.
Absolutely. Or you can get our website.
Yes, you can get on my website, our website, because I actually had someone recently who emailed us, because I thought, oh,
via the website.
Our regular website. And they said, hey, I have a daughter who's injured. She's a player, play sports, and she can't, we need an MRI. No one can do it. And I said, oh, yeah, we can. We had her come in, I think it was the next day. She had her MRI done, got a report.
The next day.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Done and done.
Yeah.
Well.
All you got to do is reach out to us saying, hey, I need this, and we will make it happen if we can, which is mostly we can.
Okay. I'm with Ellie Harbin, who heads up the imagery department down there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Been there tomorrow, 46 years. So what kind of... am I invited?
Sure.
Is there going to be like a little
Absolutely.
Party?
Absolutely.
Like a little party or something?
You know I love a party, Carl.
Lynn Ann Foster.
This is happening.
Yeah, so Ellie's in charge of that. And of course, Lynn Ann Foster, who is the outreach for Shasta Regional, and does a wonderful job. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Feeling a wee bit green with envy for a proper St. Patrick's Day feast? Well, put on your dancing shoes and head to Black Bear Diner. We're bringing back the classics you crave, like our legendary corned beef and cabbage. Slow roasted, thick sliced with all the fixins. It's the real deal. Tender corned beef, melt in your mouth cabbage, and that horseradish cream sauce. Oh, it's a lucky bite. Find your lucky feast Friday through Monday, St. Patrick's Day weekend, at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay Warhawk Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, with the licensed contractors, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we're carrying non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It's been a good morning. I'm enjoying the sun. And with the time change in the sun where it hits the sky, we have to drop our shades because it'll blind us in here. Tomorrow, Chamber of Commerce is going to join us, and I got a couple other guests that are rolling through. But today we're with Shasta Regional Medical Center, Lynn Ann Foster, who is the media outreach person.
Good morning.
In charge of their special events, of which you're very good at. You should have your name and then behind it, SE, special events.
Oh.
And Ellie Harbin, who I'm having a great time talking with. Oh, Lynn Ann too. But Ellie.
Isn't she great?
Is celebrating her 46th anniversary at Shasta Regional Medical Center tomorrow.
Yes.
I just got invited to the party. The only problem is they haven't told me where it's going to be. So I'll drive around Shasta Regional waving my hand. Okay?
Perfect. I'll look for you.
And going, happy anniversary. We're talking, and she's in charge of the imagery program at Shasta Regional. And we're talking about their ability to take care of your imagery needs in a very time sensitive area where a lot of times people have to wait a month, 2 months or longer to get the imagery they need for the treatments they need. And that timeline is cut dramatically if you use the Shasta Regional Medical Center's facilities.
Yes.
CAT scans, MRIs, low dose CAT scans, mm-hmm. and what else? We were talking about the not just the ability to get people in there quickly, and the experts that you have working in there. But
we have the two MRIs.
You have two MRIs.
We have two MRIs, and then the timeliness of our report, because I've heard other places they say it takes a long time to get our reports. Our reports are back within 24 hours. Once we get the procedure done, usually the physicians will have it within 24 hours.
And the reason that's important, you've got something going on there that could be a cancer.
Yes.
You don't want to wait 2 weeks.
No. Nope.
Oh, we'll get that back to you in 2 weeks. Excuse me. So you'll get it back in 24 hours.
In 24 hours. Once in a great while, but that's usually within a couple hours once the doctors have the report.
They'll get them right away.
They'll get them right away. So we really.
So it gets back to your physician right away.
Yes.
Which helps them make their plans because they may have to shift.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Shift things around. Okay. Great. Okay, so two MRI machines. And we talked about MRIs. And some people have problems with MRIs because it is close in there.
It's, yeah, the MRIs are tight fit. And we work hard to make a patient comfortable and relaxed. We use music. We talk with them. And we let them know that they do have the power. If they feel they cannot handle it, you just press a little button and we'll pull you right out. So we talk with them. My staff is really good about entertaining people in their MRI scanners. So they really work hard to make it the best experience they can.
Well, let me share this. I've had several MRIs in my life because I get injured a lot. And at least I did. But I never had a problem with them. Almost even took naps. Came to one here, not at your place, but another place. I could not stay in there. But there's ways of handling that.
Yes.
And, you know, in my case, I came back the next day. They gave me a Valium. I sat out there for like 30 minutes, and then they pushed me in there, and I could care less.
Yes.
But so there's a variety of ways, so don't worry about you know, things like that. And now they've got us, as we talked about, a stand-up MRI.
That's my goal eventually, to get one of those.
You just stand there and it comes down over you?
I just found that out probably a couple of weeks ago. I go, yeah. Stand-up MRI, that's really cool. So I've not really investigated it, but it's really nice, I think, for ortho work, because it actually, like, let's do your knees. You got to do knees. It shows how, when you're standing, how that affects the way your knees tolerate.
Because when you're laying down, it takes the pressure off the knees. Yeah.
So it's kind of, that's my wish for the next 40 years
up
of working.
And coming.
I will
up
try and get it.
It'll be happening.
I think with the way that Shasta Regional keeps up with the evolution of technology, I feel like this is going to be on the docket sooner rather than later.
Yeah, because you all are pretty much on the cutting edge of technology.
Absolutely. You're gonna, absolutely.
With your TAVR, with your low-dose CAT scans, with your, the Watchman?
Yes.
Another procedure that's done up here, and it's... Right. Works, you know, it. What it does is, if you have atrial fibrillation and when you're on blood thinners, it takes blood thinners out of your life, and it's a and it's a minimally invasive procedure.
In all of our services, from ER to imagery to heart to the whole gamut of offerings at Shasta Regional, we work diligently to make sure that we are a leader in the technology and the quality that's provided to our community. It's a responsibility. And actually that is reflected in a standing award that we have. It's called the Loan Institute Award, and it is specifically about social responsibility, about responsibly caring for the communities that we work in. And we prove that over and over and over again. And imagery is just one of the areas that we are outstanding.
You know, we don't talk about it so much anymore. We did several years ago, is the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, which is something that, in, you know, that a surgeon uses. It's much, it's with cameras and, very precise instruments where the surgeon can literally sit in a, sit in front of his, the computer screens there and perform surgery. And it's important because, one, it's much more precise, and two, it lengthens the lifespan of surgeons because that are standing over somebody for 4 or 5 hours. I mean, this eventually takes a toll.
Well, and also the other benefit is that it offers minimally invasive options. And with that, so the Da Vinci came to Shasta Regional first in the city. We had the Da Vinci 7 years ago now, and again, with evolution and quality and in our technology, we now have a spectrum of robotic surgery options, which we will be talking about in the later months. We have now something called the ROSA, which is very similar. It's for knee surgery. It's minimally invasive. It's robotic technology. It's, so again, keeping up on what is state of the art.
And when we say robotic, there is a surgeon doing the procedure, but he's using very precise instruments.
Right, it's his hands, it's his eyes. He's still got the entire surgical team. It is surgery, minimally invasive.
It goes in little holes instead of a slicing somebody open like gallbladders. Or being taken out now, completely different than they used to, you know, a decade or 2 decades ago, where they just open you up and take it out.
Right. And for your listeners that need a visual, we do have pictures of the Da Vinci and the ROSA robots on our website. So just go to ShastaRegional.com if you're curious. And sometimes it's the unknown that is more scary for patients. Like, let me just see what's happening. And you can see the machines, and there's a history on them and the surgeons that use them. So we'll educate you fully.
I'm sure you'll bring a surgeon in on one of these days, one of our times.
Next year.
Maybe our next one. Yeah. We can talk about robotic surgery because, you know, frankly, I trust it. I mean, it's the surgeons there and the machine and the technician that's making sure the machine is working and all that.
Well, this is such a great partnership with the surgery and the imaging that was to be the show that we were going to have one of our surgeons, and then they end up needing to be in surgery. And that's the priority.
Well, that is the priority.
Yeah.
we'll have to talk to Sam about it. But Ellie, it's been such a pleasure talking to you again and having somebody like you in charge of all that and making sure things get done. I guess one of the big takeaways is, if you're having problems getting imagery, any type of imagery, CAT scans, MRIs, X-rays,
Nuclear medicine.
Nuclear medicine, any of those things. Then go to the Shasta Regional Medical Center website.
Mm-hmm.
Shasta, I think it's ShastaRegional.com.
Radiology.
Radiology. And you can, instead of having to wait a month or 2 months, is get in there tomorrow or the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you get the results back in 24 hours.
That's so significant. I'm so glad she brought that up.
Yeah.
That really is significant, because I've heard of people that said, oh, we'll get back to you in 2 weeks.
Right.
Well, they may have cancer, mm-hmm. and that's why they went in there,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to take 2 weeks. That's 2 weeks. That's a long time mm-hmm. to be thinking about it. So that's great. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
46 years.
46 and still planning on going a little bit longer anyway.
Well, you're not going anywhere.
No, I love what I do. I have the best. The hospital has been very good to me. I've had, like I said, it's like a family. And I was really lucky. I found a profession that I really, really enjoy.
So it's not work.
It's not work.
Yeah.
It's a go. I sometimes say I'm going home when I go to work. I got two
homes.
That's
cool.
That's the one I live at and the one I work at.
Well, that's cool.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, tomorrow, like I said, Chamber of Commerce is going to roll in. There's a lot of stuff going on. Proposed tax increase coming out from citizens and not the city. And how does that work? And other things that are going on with business here in our community. Have a great day. Enjoy the sun. It's going to start raining tonight, my friends. And God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.